Chapter 18. Virtually any time there is violence anywhere in the world, government and media trot out the expression, innocent civilians, to describe the folks they want to cozy up to, the folks they want to sell protection to. In a variety of subtle and not so subtle ways, government and media are constantly reminding people that they are threatened, vulnerable, and innocent, and that government is their only hope for peace and safety. Convinced that they are threatened and vulnerable, most people will readily accept an offer of protection from any powerful entity in their lives, especially one that is reassuring them of their innocence. Set up in this way, citizens will be inclined to condone and support actions by their government that they themselves would have neither the audacity nor the stomach to carry out. Wars and other acts of organized violence by governments can only occur because people lend their support to these governments. A government is a legal fiction. It is only an idea, a plan, a purpose. People fill every position in every government on earth. People fill every rank and every branch of the military of every nation. Civilians supply the goods and services without which no government or military could exist or function at all. For centuries, kings, emperors, and dictators, as well as elected leaders, have built armies from treasuries filled by the taxes paid over by people. Whether paid willingly, begrudgingly, ignorantly, or fearfully, taxes are paid over by people who have chosen to do so. Coerced or not, every human being has a choice whether to participate in or support the actions of their government and its military. People may recognize government propaganda for what it is and dismiss it out of hand. However, at a minimum, they surely know that their government is using military weaponry against people halfway around the world for reasons that are unclear, inconsistent, and don't pass the smell test. Is it unreasonable to expect taxpayers to notice that today's enemy is none other than our ally from a few years ago? The folks we sold all the arms to so they could do battle with the enemy who is today our ally? Do the people funding the madness have zero responsibility for it? Few people are ever involved in the actual creation of their government. The vast majority are born into a society that already has an existing form of government. Whatever system they grow up in becomes accepted as the status quo. It may be liked or disliked, but the vast majority of people just accept what they inherit in the way of government. Does that absolve them of responsibility for the actions of their government? Do people have a responsibility to dig out the truth about what their government is doing with the vast wealth it confiscates from the people? Or is it morally defensible for people to have a my country right or wrong attitude and assume that whatever the government does with the money is all right as long as the nation's economy is good? The same can be said about any artificial entity, whether it be a government, an army, a corporation, an association, a fraternity, or even a church. Can it be morally acceptable to ignore the behavior and effects of any entity supported by the fruits of one's labor?